I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And is that John?
Yes.
I mean, it feels like a fallow week.
That's
because Torquay haven't played.
Not have happened.
We're not a Torquay podcast, so we still have to do it in theory.
In theory. In body, but not in mind. Or is it the other way around? Not sure.
So this could be a weak week, John. It could be a poor week. Who knows?
It could be right up there with the solo Cheltenham episode.
No way. Won't be that low.
That one in Edinburgh was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Is that a bad one,
we
John?
Stitched together in Edinburgh.
Oh, no. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
No, that was quite good. That was when we met Foff 27.
Yeah, no, we had a great time.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time.
the listeners didn't get any of that bonhomie at all.
Maybe that was a problem.
It was me in a hotel room. Spouting off results.
Could do a trip through a trip down terrible podcast down episodes
past. Down terrible lane.
No, yeah. But also, John, there was no Torquay this week, so it's difficult to find the energy to discuss the National League.
Yeah.
But also the ever growing threat of Notts County ticking away in the background. Like there's something going on in Poland.
Well, it's a lot of troops on the streets, aren't
there? There's something going on in Poland. I don't know what it is, but we'll leave that. I'm sure it's nothing.
Yes, it does feel like the storm clouds are gathering with regards to Notts County and with regard to PPG as well. It does, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot of inside sources.
The PPG situation is, I mean, it was disgraceful at the start of the pandemic, wasn't it? Because they just couldn't get enough into the hospitals, and they just paid all their friends to make it, and they had no experience of making the PPG, John, did they? So
PPG.
It's the PPG, yeah. John, isn't it? Points per game. Let's look. That's the level we're going to be working at. A severe lack of enthusiasm.
That's what happens when you get these fallow weeks. Hope you're happy, National League.
Hope you listen. That's what it is. You wanted us to do. No one's even mentioned it. Go on.
Speaking of the pandemic. A bit of a ray of light.
Yes.
Big news this morning. Gammy and Mrs. Nee Kudunj vaccinated.
They're all right, Jack. Yeah. Chugunk. Everybody back out now. Everybody back to work.
Bad news for those who don't like the Gammy Nee emails. He's going to be with us for a while longer.
That's good news, isn't it? That's it, John. Now they're around forever now.
Yeah. Can't get rid
that's
of them.
That's it. Alan and Carol Baker have both had theirs as well.
Okay.
They've both had theirs, John. So they're around now for as long as it takes.
Very good.
There we are. The vaccine is coming.
And
Gary Johnson must have had his. When's Gary getting his, more importantly?
He's about the same age as my parents, but yeah. Yeah, I would have on the list.
Surely Gary will be having a big picture of him on the front of the Herald.
It just turns out Dave Thomas has retrained as a vaccinator.
Dave Thomas must have had his by now.
Sticking it in his... Yeah.
Danny Wright, he's probably had his. There we are. That was the punchline of that joke.
Lovely joke.
What a good joke, wasn't it?
On the subject of family, by the way, I should thank my brother Sam. He sent some... I'm just going to reach over here. Which obviously...
Oh.
It's not great.
Long arms.
Not great audio, yes. He sent some Nat Orbs mugs.
Has he?
Very nice. Just holding him up to camera one now, even though we're not being filmed.
This has been tried before, of course. Steve Smith sent us some lovely Nat Orbs mugs, which I still use, John.
And Steve Smith is now the great Nat Orbs disappeared. Yeah, what's happened to him?
One of the great... I wonder if he still listens. If you are listening, Steve, do get in touch.
Drop us a line.
Drop us a line.
I don't think he's listening anymore.
That she's gone with... Moira Kitson. Where are you,
season
Moira?
Season one for that. And yes, God,
that's
lovely.
That's for the OG listeners. Foss 1 to 10, where are you?
1 to 10. Never hear from them anymore. They're all tailed off.
They always say it's harder to get a new customer than to... No, it's hard. What is it? Harder to keep... No, what is it? Harder to get a new customer than to keep one. I think they always say it's harder. Yeah, that's something like that.
Sounds right.
Doesn't sound like we're doing either.
Pleasing nobody. Yes, the lovely Nettles box, a sort of blue, white, and yellow motif. On the side, it says, on the ice, bloody hell.
Bloody hell. How lovely.
Nettles pod.
Well, we've been discussing merch, haven't we, John? We might have something.
Launch a bit of online merch in the near future.
You never know, John. Let's see if we go up.
Does it rely on that?
Championship merch is what I'm thinking. Yeah, if we win the league, I've got some merch in mind. Very good. So, what do we do now? I can't remember.
We work out what's coming up in the podcast if there is.
Anyway, John, enough chat about rubbish.
Yep.
Let's talk about the National League. What's coming up in the podcast?
Here we go. Well, on this week's podcast, we've got some news. I mean, Saturday. Only a couple of games. Tuesday night, a few more games, some interesting results. So we'll pick over the carcasses. Fairly grim image for the start of the podcast. having your dinner.
Real look into our mindset this week. Poland, we've had vaccines and we've had missing foffs and carcasses. That's what a week of no football does.
So, yeah, we've got lots of games. We'll pick the bones out of it. That's the phrase I was looking for.
Pick the bones out of that carcass. Like hyenas, a pair of hyenas.
A couple of vultures.
Oh, vultures.
Yeah.
Well, but there must be a football team with the name the Vultures. Probably. I wonder who it is. It's the West Ham owners. Okay, thanks for coming. Good evening, everybody.
What else have we got from that? We have got... I think we're going to speak to Dame Vera Lynn.
Oh, we haven't heard from her for a while since she died.
The obvious reason. She became a little bit unavailable.
Don't laugh, John, since she died. But you know, Dover Athletic, of course, in the news this week. Can't be bothered to play anymore, John.
They decided they're not up for it anymore.
They haven't seemed up for it since the start,
Do you think that's got anything to do with the decision?
Since the start of the league.
When it became
apparent that they were doing this, are we? it's very like this week's podcast. They're like, oh, we're doing this, are we? It's very much the Dover Athletic episode.
So, yeah, we'll check in with Dane Birka. Obviously, well connected in Dover.
How's your pitch, Dover? Oh, just let it grow over. Just can't be bothered. Oh, he left the flipping O's on.
So yeah, we're checking with Dame Vera, the doyen of Dover, see what she makes the whole thing. And I think we're going to speak to Alan Devonshire as well, the Maidenhead manager.
Some bit of info's come out about Alan, hasn't it, that we're interested in? Yep, yeah. Sure.
A letter from a listener. A letter from a listener.
A letter. Better be a good one, John.
It's got to be really good.
Quite a lot of pressure on that letter now, isn't it?
Tibbs Ashton, looking at you.
Oh, Tibbs. Well, Tibbs is an excellent foff, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
No talkie corner.
Not full of hope, John.
We haven't got coming up this week.
We should have kept stuff from previous weeks.
We should have just sacked this off, to be honest, shouldn't we?
I don't think so.
Come back next week. So.
Imagine if we just left it there. And that's that. I think people would miss it if it wasn't here. But just think of it as we've had a good go this week. Everyone's injured. Got 11 players injured, for God's sake. Let's try and pick it up, John.
Pick you up with a bit of news.
Give us that bit of news, John. Go on. Well,
let's go back to Saturday. Only a few games, a lot of frozen pitches. I mean, let's begin with probably the result of the day. Stockport 0, Aldershot 0. Fantastic. John Rooney's brilliant penalty for Stockport in the sort of 84th, 85th minute. Could have won it. Saved. Go brilliant on, Ald. The best thing Aldershot have ever done.
It really absolutely is. Fantastic. Well done, Danny Searle. Is it Danny Searle? Yeah, well done, Danny Searle.
And on the bench, by the way, for Stockport, they had Jamie Stott and Will Collar. And they had a bit of a collision in training in midweek, and it did end up with Stott under the collar.
A bit Stott under the collar?
It was a bit Stott.
It was a bit Stott under, that was where it was. Yeah, what a lovely. Remember the Stotts, John, on Vic and Bob? That was good, wasn't it?
I don't remember that.
A bit before your time. Davy Man, are you Sting? Maybe.
I kind of came into them with Shooting Stars. I never really watched the Vic and Bob night out and all that sort of stuff.
All I used to quote at school was Vic and Bob. I used to absolutely love it. You wouldn't let it lie, would you? But when I first watched it, it was like one of those things, you go, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
This is the worst thing you've ever seen. And then you just get right into it and they're absolutely brilliant. The live stuff's brilliant, yeah.
Anyway, well
yeah,
done.
Oh, go on, yeah, well Stott under the collar, well done, yeah.
Well done all this shit as well, good result for them. Less well done to Boreham Wood, Sutton 2, Boreham Wood 0. Honestly, Boreham Wood are completely and utterly useless and pointless.
You think they're a pointless thing? And they got most totally money last time round.
And best pitch.
Best pitch, most money, no players.
Less well done to Boreham Wood. Yeovil 2, Altrincham 0. Second half goals from Reece Murphy and Chris Dagnall for Yeovil. Billy Sass Davis nearly made it 3.
There he is.
Delivered a withering put.
We like him.
Of course, if he's made it 3.
We'll have that.
Delivered a bit of sass.
Sass Davis.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone called Sass, surname Sass.
No. That was literally
God, there's nothing happening, is there, John? It's just none of those results really mean anything other than Sutton winning, which is a bit annoying.
And Stockport drawing.
Nil. But Stockport are sort of far enough away now.
More than that to follow. Tuesday night, a few more games to talk about. Aldershot 1, Solihull Moors 3. So back to losing ways for Aldershot. Thanks.
They are the worst team to support.
Rubbish,
aren't they? They are rubbish. Zero interest in them.
In better news, though, Barnet finally won a game.
Get in, Tim Flowers.
First win since October.
That's... Flowers is ecstatic.
Hey, 12 points now for Barnet. 12.
They're on the march.
Yeah.
They're on the march. Are they now? Are they one of the teams who are trying to stop the league?
I imagine so.
Probably.
I don't think they've come out either way. I just think so.
9 times out of 10, when you look on Twitter and you look at the conversations about the National League stopping, and the 9 times out of 10, the fans going, there's no other choice but to null and void. Absolutely. Just null and void it, for goodness sake. It'll always say, like, Barnet forever, bees till I die.
Hashtag Marzen Allen.
Yeah. Hashtag she lays for all.
No, Barnet, one of the goal scorers, was the on loan York United striker Michael Petrasa. I looked at that on the BBC report and thought, that's wrong.
York United?
Bloody license fee pairs money. It's York City. No, it's York United of Canada.
Oh, wow.
Have loaned Barnet Michael Petrasa.
Well, he came on against us. He was quite good.
Yeah.
He was quite good against us for about 5 minutes.
You don't often get that. Aloney across the pond.
Canadian. Have we ever had anyone from Canada, John, play for Torquay United?
That's Andy Charles to me.
Andy Charles, any Canadian?
Not off the top of my head.
I can't think of one.
No.
The Canada League.
Any Canadians? Can't
think of any,
no.
Any. Oh, didn't we find someone was coaching? Oh, no. Leon Hapgood, John.
Oh, yes.
He's currently coaching in Canada.
The Calgary somethings.
That's a terrible name for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
They need to be more specific than that.
TPC. They're working on it.
I know. Let's call them the Calgary somethings, and someone's written that down, and that's it. That, it's gone into the league, John, and that's what they're called.
You weren't meant to write that down.
Yeah, but then it's a great name because it's got a bit of like somethings in the way she moves. it's a brilliant name for a football. If I ever have a team, I'm going to call us the FC somethings.
Dagenham 1, Bromley 0. Don't care about that. Not interested.
No. Nope.
Wrexham 2, no. Woking.
No, I was thinking, I looked at the Bromley result because I was like, oh, where are Bromley? And then I thought, oh, they're not there. They're nowhere.
They are. Absolutely nowhere. A bit of a disappointment, really.
I thought they were going to do all right. Yeah.
Wrexham 2, Woking 0. As Rich Mills on Twitter superbly pointed out to us, goal scorers for Wrexham were Dior Angus and Luke Young. Angus Young. I'm on a highway
to hell. Oh, beautiful. It was very good. It's lovely AC/DC. People look out for us.
Yes.
Isn't it? A little bit really of AC/DC nice. There. He is now, that's not the one who does the... He's not the one from the northeast, is he? No, who's that?
Aren't they all from the northeast? I thought they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, is it Angus Young? No. Who presents the documentary on Sky Arts?
Brian.
Hiya, now I'm with me old mate Sting.
It's here. Brian something, Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Brian. I think it's Brian Johnson. Oh, well, my dear old thing. Don't think it's... If you want to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. All the same to me, the ace of spades.
Do stop it. Do stop it, Angus.
Motorhead. Oh, yes.
Get his leg over the amp there.
No more heroin for me, please. Thank you. Oh, Angus, do stop playing the electric guitar. Had a go at the impression, though, didn't I?
It's not
Had
bad.
A go at it.
Yeah.
It was all right, wasn't
Sounded
it?
A bit like the Reverend Play Moore.
Well, wonder if we'll ever hear from him again, John. comedy characters we have known and loved and lost. Never met Brian Johnson. Met Henry Blofeld, John.
Oh, yeah, I've met Blows.
I think have I ever told this story on this podcast? I don't know. We were playing cricket in Edinburgh and Alex Horn organised it.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, Henry Blofeld's going to come down and commentate on an over. And we were like, oh, that's exciting. Great stuff. He came down, commentated on the whole game, John.
Nothing better to do. Oh, nothing better to do.
It's like my dear old thing. I've got zero else to do. sat and commentated on this terrible cricket match.
And he's up to the wickety bells.
It was like that. Over a tannoy.
He's up to the wickety bells. Over a tannoy. Yes, cricket commentators you've met. nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I was in the urinals next to Michael Slater.
Oh, I had a wee next to Mark Nicholas the other day. That doesn't count because it was at work.
It was at work, yes.
I think he's very good.
He's very good.
Very good. He's 62, 63.
He's in great shape, isn't he?
Looks good, doesn't he? Yeah, looks good on it.
Yes, Wrexham, back to the point. Wrexham
back to the National League. It's like we don't want to talk about the National League, but come on, John.
Yes, Dean Keats said afterwards, I love Luke Young, his work rate, his energy.
Ugh.
He's played 100 games for the club and he'll want to play
He's not yours.
More. All being well, there'll be Football League games at some point.
Ugh.
Not next season, there won't.
And not with you, Keats. Not with you, Keatsy.
Rafa Benitez leads them up.
Rafa. I mean, if Rafa Benitez turns up at Wrexham, it would be unbelievable. Wouldn't it?
It'd be amazing.
Unbelievable.
It'd be like Sven at Notts County.
I'm not buying aviation gin as a point of protest.
It was good when you were filling in on TalkSport earlier in the week. And we had a Wrexham fan on because he'd written a song about the owners.
Yes.
And
I was very respectful, wasn't I, John? Very respectful to him.
Goodbye, thanks for coming on. And he said, hope you finish ninth. And then that was it, he was gone.
No, I waited for him to go. He said, bye then, thank you, bye-bye. Hope you finish ninth. I was really like a wimp, John. I do hope they finish ninth.
Yeah.
I hope they finish ninth or we win the league and Wrexham beat Notts County in the final at Wembley. That would be absolutely amazing.
Elsewhere, Bournemouth 2, Yeovil 3. Yeovil 3-0 up at half-time too. So Bournemouth really dropping off a bit of a cliff. Kings Lynn 0, Notts County 1.
Come on, you Linnets!
Off you Linnets!
Oh, John!
Absolutely hopeless.
John, you're in more of a mood than me this week. Come on, you Linnets! Pulling King. We've not seen her, have we? It's behind closed doors. She's gone very quiet, hasn't she, Lynn King? Thought she'd be on every week. Anyway, yep, okay.
Maidenhead 0, Stockport 0.
Get in.
Come on.
Can't get a win, can they, Stockport? Fantastic. Who have they got Saturday, John?
Stockport, by the way, one goal in four games since they beat Woking. Remember they beat Woking 4-1?
The champions elect, Stockport.
That was it. New manager, Simon Rusk, walk in the league. One goal in four games.
Yeah.
And they got Eastleigh on...
Oh, that's like Eastleigh away. Eastleigh. That's a banana skin.
The other game on Tuesday night, Eastleigh 2, Hartlepool 1. Hartlepool conquered by Eastleigh.
I love it. Eastleigh, yeah, Stockport, the next three games. We've got Eastleigh away, Notts County at home, and then Chesterfield at home. That is three difficult games for Stockport. They could go 0 points there, and that'll be them out of it, John, completely. absolutely brilliant. I love it because what I like, though, John, is I know it could be us that doesn't go up. Very aware of that. No. But Wrexham, Notts County, Stockport, all their fans are so arrogant and so, like, big time. Mm. And they can't all go up, John. Can they?
They
so
can't.
Some people are going to be absolutely miserable and it's going to be beautiful. Going to be. I mean, it might be us, obviously.
So at least the table with the mighty Torquay on top. Sutton, get Notts in. County, Stockport, Hartlepool, Wrexham, Eastleigh in the playoffs. Kingsley, mm-hmm. Barnet and Dover. Don's the bottom, as they say.
Oh, I think the bottom three is the bottom three. Myself, it's only not. I only fear Notts County, John.
Okay.
And fear itself. Is that the quote?
I think, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
It's probably a good place to leave it.
There it is. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
There'll be bluebirds over. What a beautiful singer I am. Here we are, Dame Vera. I said we'd meet again, and here we are. Here we f***ing are. Yes, and I've told Dover, stop playing. Stop playing, yes, don't play anymore. Don't even start the season. That's what I would have preferred, of course, in tribute to me. Little old me, in tribute to me. They shouldn't have started the season at Dover, but there we are. They did, and now what's happened? It's gone. It's s***. Yes. Yes. I must go. I've got to have tea with Captain Tom.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and here is the current episode of Alan Devonshire, Secret Agent. Janet, send in Devonshire, will you?
Yes, sir.
All right, my old Cockney Spanner, how's it going then? How's the spy ring?
Good to see you, Devonshire.
Good to see you too, me old cocker, all right?
You don't need to keep up the accent. I know you're in deep cover, but that's ridiculous.
All right. Oh, God, it's nice to get it off, to be honest, now and again. 30 years I've been having to keep the old Cockney thing up, and my name's Alan Devonshire, and that's where I was from, and I was proud of it.
That's because you're one of this country's top secret agents.
Do I have to keep... Honestly, I'm absolutely sick of working in Maidenhead.
I'm afraid you have no choice, Devonshire. You're doing this
West Ham was bad enough, but bloody Maidenhead, cheer. Gaw. I've had to meet up with flipping, what's her name, the old Prime Minister a few times.
I know, Devonshire, your country's asked a lot of you.
She's asked a lot of me, I'll tell you that. I've opened more supermarkets in Maidenhead than you can shake a stick at. What are you shaking a stick at supermarkets for?
Your country will not forget.
Anyway, now, go on.
On to the matter at hand.
Yes, what am I you got me in here for?
Well, tremendous work on your mission on Tuesday night at home to Stockport.
Ah, yes, I did my best for the Torquay United lads. They're holding them to a 0-0 draw. I didn't want to thrash them because I thought, no, that'll give the game away that I was undercover and have been all these years.
And that's why you're one of the best now. Looking ahead at the fixture list.
Yeah, looking ahead. Yeah, I can't see much more trouble coming up for the Gulls. I think there is flying. They're going to fly away with it.
It's important that on the 13th of March, 16th of March, sorry.
Which is it?
Tuesday the 16th, under the floodlights, that you throw that game.
Ah, okay? Oh, well, we won't
That's
throw
crucial
it.
For your cover.
We won't throw it. We can't beat this Torquay team. They're too good. I've had all my spies in there. All the intel I've got is they're all too good.
And then the 8th and the 15th of May, you've got Hartlepool and Sutton one after the other. It's crucial that you beat them, Devonshire.
Well, that shitty old team Sutton will be out of it by then. And Hartlepool, well, I expect they've gone bust by then, so they won't exist. That's what all my intel... The thing I think we got to worry about, all my intel, is Nottingham County.
Well, Devonshire will cross that bridge when we come to it. On Saturday, you're away at Bromley, and no one gives a flying monkeys about that. So,
right, yeah, because they didn't swear in 1940-odd,
no, so...
Right, okay then. So what do we do about Nottingham County in a couple of weeks' time?
Is that a couple of weeks' time? I've got that as postponed on my app.
Why has it been postponed? It's you, is it? You're up to your old tricks, is it? Getting it postponed to give me time to plan.
You wouldn't put it past Corporal Major N. League
We've got that postponed to aid with your cover. Is this ridiculous? It feels utterly ridiculous.
Nigel League.
Nigel League. No, don't speak my full name.
This sketch does not feel fully thought out, but it's been good fun. This is Special Agent Devonshire getting back into character. All right, me old sunshine.
It brings a tear to the eye, Devonshire. Janet,
off I go.
Janet will show you out.
Back to flipping Maidenhead. Oh, blimey, me old Cockney Sparrows. Well, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was great fun. It's like being almost Andy Smith, the Comedy Store Players.
The National Obsession Players. Well, that's what we should do. Running out of ideas for characters and stuff like that. So we've employed a new team of... They're not a team. They're just two blokes.
Improv. Yes, and. Yeah.
The National Obsession Players.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Short episode this week, John, isn't it?
Nothing wrong with that.
Not a lot on. A fallow week, you see. Well, we've been a bit doomy, but anyway, let's find out. Are there any letters? No, what is it time for? It's time for letters from a listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
One.
We knew that one letter, didn't we? John,
one
that's
letter
today. Yeah, go on. What's, oh, it's from Tibbs. Good old Tibbs.
Yep.
Thanks, Tibbs.
Already. Good old Tibbs.
Keeping
always
his end up.
He says, Tibbs over there in Ireland, of course.
Of course. With Rory Keating.
Still haven't had my Irish passport, almost 18 months on.
You going to go, John?
Still waiting.
Going to get over and see Rory Keating as soon as you can?
I'd love to, as soon as we can.
Cork City, is it? Cork City, what's on?
Didn't we say he was in it was Galway? Why am I imagining that?
Looking it up now. Hold
I'm
on a minute.
That. Can we have a NatOps trip there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'd love to do that. As soon as we're allowed to do anything, I'm going.
Oh, Sligo.
Cycle.
Yeah.
Sligo, is it? Sligo,
it's
John.
Over that west. West.
I'd take him back. You know, he's been talkified. He obviously Gary off in some way.
And he probably wasn't quite good enough, was he?
He was amazing. He Woking, and then he got injured. Remember that? Oh, it's brilliant. When you look at that, Woking 3-all, Rory Keating for that first 20 minutes was bossing it. And then he got kicked in the air. Sad news that Godfrey Poku is out for the season, John.
Really sad.
Go on then, John. Give us Tibbs's letter.
Tibbs says, gentlemen, as we wait for the result of the vote that is more complicated and divisive than Brexit and the US election combined. Seriously, how have they allowed 28 days to return the vote? I'm working out how I shall respond. Do I accept the result and curse the skies as per Brexit? Or do I storm the National League headquarters and steal their podium?
Oh, yes, that's lovely,
bloke.
Yes.
I really found that bloke really funny. That sort of slightly jazz hands pose with the podium.
Nick that podium, yes. Did the National League have a podium? They do. They take it to the ground where you lift the trophy, of course.
Yeah, of course. Brian Barwick's podium.
I think you have to just accept it, Tibbs.
Yeah. No.
I've learned anything in my life, it is not to cling on to resentment. You have to just... take the frozen amendment and let it go. You have to just go, you know what? If we don't go up, Tibbs, it wasn't to be. It wasn't our year, and we're just going to have to suck it up.
I think so. It's
sad, isn't it?
We'll have to still have some fun, if not.
But as long as we keep hold of Gary in half our squad, we'll be all right.
That's my worry, isn't it? Gary just goes, well, that's it.
Gary won't go, oh.
Well,
you never know. Hope not.
Tibbs has some follow-up questions. He says, if the National League winds up for the season, do I then have to pick a Premier League or EFL clubs to follow?
You can do if you like, I think is the answer. I think you can if you like. I mean, it's quite good to follow a friend's team, I always find. So our dear friend Tom Greatrex from the show, I like.
Fulham.
I follow Fulham because of him. My son's team is Oxford United, so I follow them. But
I follow Bournemouth through my other half.
It's quite a nice thing to do because you don't actually care deep down.
I went mad and stuck a five on Rafa Benitez to get the Bournemouth job. I realised he's going to Wrexham. What an idiot.
Rafa's not going to get the Bournemouth. They're talking about Thierry Henry for the Bournemouth job.
I heard a tip-off from a certain Scottish person in Talk Sport. about Rafa Benitez. So I thought, well, I'm going to get on it.
John, you've gone gambling mad.
Cop mad. BeGambleAware.org.
Be Ed Gamble Aware. Ed Gamble responsibly. Yeah. The answer to that one is as with most questions, it's up just up to you, mate. Yeah. Not your mum.
On the ice and in the bay, Tibbs.
A lovely, it's a lovely letter. Yeah. If anyone needs advice on what to do with football or life, we're always happy to offer advice up.
It's like, dear Deirdre.
Oh, I love it. I'd love some of the letters to be problem solving. There's nothing I like than pontificating on people's lives that I neither know about or particularly care about. There's nothing nicer, although of course I do care about every single listener deeply. Deeply.
Vanessa Feltz on this morning answering your questions. That's all we got.
That's all there is, it, John. Well, look, we'll have a game next week, so we'll have some more to talk about. If people want to write to us, John, how do they do that?
They do it at nationalobsession@gmail.com if you want to send in how much you enjoy the National League players.
Oh,
first improvised scene.
Please. The improvised scenes of the National Obsession players. The National League players or the...
Oh, yeah, no, it's National Obsession players.
NatOps players. Interesting. If people were to write in with a scene and an opening line, we're happy to use that as a jump-off point.
Shall we next week? It's a bit of an on-air planning meeting, to be honest. Shall we get Andy Smart on the podcast?
A good idea. What a good idea.
The Comedy Store players, probably the world's leading improvised troupe.
You can tell us all about Farnborough.
Yep.
Because are they playing, John? No, they're not.
No, I don't think they are. No.
No.
But you can tell us where they're going right and wrong.
See, Tonbridge Angels are playing 16 players who've never played together before on Saturday. That's exciting,
really nice,
isn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
Really good fun. Oh, there we are. Anyway, send us your letters in. What is it, John? I can't say it again.
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, and find us on Twitter @NatObsPod. That's lovely. Your 5-star reviews on iTunes are always useful. Sorry there's not been much more this week, but when Torquay United don't play, there's just not a lot of energy into it. And if Notts County insist on keeping winning, then we find that depressing. I expect the flipping vote results will break just as we stop recording.
When Torquay,
the whole week.
When Torquay don't play, the NatObs goes astray. That is the rhyme.
Oh, there we are. And there it is. Right, there we are. That's it, John. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.